Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is. And he's doing great things for his people. He loves us. He always had our best interest in heart. And he's doing great things for us. That's all I can say. I know some of the things that he's doing. He's made me aware of it. And I love it. I love him because of it. We love God because he first loved us. And the more I learn him, learn his ways, the more I get clued in to what he's like and what he's doing. And then I get confirmations from others. You know, it's one thing to hear from the Lord and the Holy Spirit give you something, and it blesses your life. And then he give you things that make sense. And you wonder about it, you think about it. Then somebody else confirms it. In the same spirit. They don't just confirm it. They confirm it in the same spirit that you received it. And you know you're on the right track. You know you're walking with God. Walking with God. You're enjoying a relationship with the one who made everything. He can give you all forms of answers, everything. He can guide you into all truth. He can make things plain for you. That is very comforting. And one thing I love about God is that he gave us his victory. We have his style of victory. And he gave us his weapons. We have his style of weapons. And they work better than our weapons. And we have to, everything of God requires faith. If we stay in love, we can stay in faith. If we stay in faith, we can stay in victory. And that's just the way it is. When I'm in danger or, you know, I had a dream the other Sunday night. And, or Sunday morning anyway, before I woke up. Went to bed Saturday, that Sunday I had a dream from the Lord, and I dreamt that the enemy was trying to fight the church, and this wasn't just men, this was the demonic army, and they looked terrified, but I wasn't afraid of them. And they had a T-Rex. You know, they had a T-Rex that was going to fight with them. And I went to tell fellow Christians that were warriors. I said, hey, we need to organize. It's time to fight the enemy. And I'm looking at it. I could see them. I said, they got a T-Rex. But the Christians were just kind of nonchalant doing what they were doing. They didn't really pay me any attention. I said, come on, we need to fight. They know where we are. We need to organize. We need to leave here because they know we're here. We need to divide out, come up with a plan, and we need to destroy them. Well, they were still doing what they were doing. You know, one guy was adjusting his carburetor. You know, they were mechanics too. And I'm like, come on, let's organize and fight. We had like a base. And they were warriors, but they wasn't paying attention in the dream. And I walked back outside. I saw the T-Rex in the distance. And they had a stealth bomber-looking vehicle that was about 3 acres wide from the distance, you know. It was much bigger than the ones that our military has. But, you know, fear was never a thought. I was looking at what I was going to do to them. And every dream that God give me that way, I'm in faith about it. It's not like, you know, most people would be terrified of a T-Rex. I was like, we need to make something so we can kill him. Now, my mind was on killing him, not being ate up by him. That kind of faith comes from walking with the Lord. Daniel said that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. I kind of see why now. Cause I was in the dream. It was real. It wasn't. I didn't know it was a dream. It was real in the dream. Everything I saw was real in the dream. But there was no fear. Now, in life, that's the situation we're in now. And we fight the same way. We fight with our faith, with our spiritual weapons. The spiritual weapons are mighty. They're better than natural weapons. And the enemy tries to bluff people, Christian people, into believing that they're weak and God is not on their side. He's trying to steal your focus. See, they really couldn't do nothing with me because I had spiritual weapons. You know, Matthew sings a song at church. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. He's saying I'm surrounded by the Lord. They that are with me are greater than those that are with them. He that's in you is greater as he that's in you and upon you. Because the Holy Spirit is within and upon. Then he that's in the world. And I can't count the times I've been in situations where the situation looked terrible. And everything of Satan is designed to look bigger than God in your eyes. But I kept focusing on the Lord and I always won when I did. I always overcame. I always did better when I focused on the Lord. So when I was following God in that dream, I had no fear. And when I follow God in life, things that look bad, I overcome it. No matter what it is, no matter how loud it is, no matter what it looks like, I'm focused on the Lord. That's how I win. I use His strength, not mine. And it always works. Always has, always will. The enemy was trying to look big in my eyes so that I'll shut down. Then they'll come and destroy. But it was like they knew where we were. But they knew I was in faith, so they stayed their distance. And they tried to look big as possible. And that, you know, but still thinking like a warrior, let's fight. Let's go out here and kill these things. Because they were not just going to attack us. They were trying to attack anybody that would have been afraid of them. And many people, even Christians, would have been afraid. And they would have been destroyed. Because they don't walk with the Lord like they can. In this fight, you have to learn how to use your spiritual weapons. You have to learn to pay attention to the Lord. You have to seek Him. You have to say something. When I listen to the Kenneth Hagin tapes and the people were having gunfights. The gunfights were real. I had just got through, finished with listening to the tapes. Mr. Austin let me use the tape. They weren't even mine. Mr. Austin let me use his Believer's Authority series. So I listened to him, and then I started winning. When they had the gunfights, I didn't know they were going to have gunfights. God did. I was prepared because I heard the word. And I spoke with my mouth. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I meant it. And nobody ever got killed every time they had a gunfight. And this lasted for 6 years. And I've seen other situations, even heard of other situations, and used authority and people live. I always had success. Now we have to follow God on these things. We have to listen to Him. We have to hear Him out. We have to listen because God loves us. He cares about us in every way and capacity. So if you use the spiritual weapons, they work. They are mighty to pull down strongholds. And we need to pull down strongholds. We all do. And God is with us to not only to help us, not only did he give us spiritual weapons, he also gave us his name. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He gives us the advantage through the counsel of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I said something to a friend of mine this weekend that you always use God's strength. Don't use yours. Yours will run out. But when you rely on the Lord's strength, he'll cause you to be as strong as you need to be in any situation. Every time, he will cause you to be as strong as you need to be, mentally, spiritually, and physically. The spirit of might can give you might in all of your being, even physically. He can cause you. Remember, Elijah the prophet, he outran the king's chariot. David fought many wars and sometimes exhausted. Samson fought. He killed 1,000 men with a donkey jawbone, exerted a lot of energy. And the Lord gave him strength. He drank water from that jawbone. And he was revived. We have to pay attention to what God can do instead of what the enemy's doing against us. In any situation, don't focus on the disaster, focus on the Lord. And as you have successes, as you follow God, you will have successes. Don't focus on them either. Continue to focus on the Lord. When people don't believe in you, don't focus on them. Focus on what God is steadily giving you to do. And you will always mount up. You will always be appropriate. Focus on what he's putting in your heart. And you will always be appropriate. You'll say what's necessary. God can do so much with a yielded vessel. And it's a crying shame when people are not yielded vessels. And they still teach. They teach what they think is best. They use their strength. Some preachers preach. They've gotten so far backwards that they preach other people's messages. Now, the Holy Spirit can use things that other people teach afresh, but let it be guided by the Holy Spirit. I do it all the time. The ministers I love, my pastor and Pastor Jim, the third and the fourth, when they speak, it ministers to me. And when I hear people that are, when I'm ministering, the Lord bring up what they said, I minister it. Other people say things, I minister it. We had Sunday school, Mary would say something, or Ray, Brother Horton. And in conversations, something that people need, well, you know, the Holy Spirit know what they need. I heard somebody else say it, and it'll come up in my spirit, just like when God gave me something I never thought about before. Everything can be organized by the Holy Spirit, and it will be perfect. And it's wonderful to flow in the Spirit of God and to yield and to be a blessing to people beyond your capability. The Lord can cause you to speak beyond your years. People that have been to school, seminary schools, even the good ones, even Rhema, the Lord will cause you to speak beyond not only your years, but theirs too. Because you're speaking knowledge that's coming from the Holy Spirit. He can cause us all to be as strong as we need to be, appropriate as we need to be. We can speak a perfect word. Doesn't mean we're experts. A lot of times he'll do that, and I'll say, well, Lord, teach me all about it so I can get it in my heart. And the road to do this is yielding to his strength, yielding to his strength, yielding to him. And when we do so, it's so easy. Life is, he just put things together, and we just cooperate, and we go forward. and we cause other people to go forward. We not only speak things beyond our years, because it takes years to learn these kind of things. On our own, we learn very slow. And even with God, we learn gradually. God, He has to monitor how we learn. He does it in a way so you can't get in pride. Sometimes He can give you knowledge and cause you to forget it. And then He'll bring it back when you need it to keep pride out of your life. That's why I say don't focus on the success. You will have success. You will be appropriate. You will speak beyond your years and the years of others. But don't focus on that. Focus on the Lord freshly every day, every moment. And you'll always grow. You'll always learn. You'll always win. And Satan will always lose. He'll diminish in your eyes and God will be magnified in your eyes. And when Satan do his worst, you'll laugh at him and then you'll rebuke him. And then laugh some more. Just like I do. You realize how pitiful he really is. You understand that the Antichrist is not as powerful as the least of God's people. He's using the ignorance and of man, the deception that's in people in the world. He's hijacked their will and their life and their mindset. And they because they yield to him, he uses them as a weapon. So we can shut down anything of Satan, all the way down to serpents and scorpions, all the power of the enemy. Now, it may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by the Lord and His angels. There are angels all around us. You have to believe. You have to be in faith. They are there to protect you. They are there to help you. Now, I have revelation about spiritual weapons. A preacher was preaching from Birmingham on the radio, and he told his congregation to get some guns. And that sounded good. I said, well, but the Lord spoke and said, do you need a gun? Now, this was after I was rebuking the enemy and having success with the gunfights. And I thought about that. And the Lord said, do you need a gun? I said, no. I said, but Lord, is it wrong? He said, no, it's not wrong. But He said something else. He said, but if you, in a situation, if you pull the gun out, the angels won't fight. You got a gun. You're doing it your way. So the angels are suspended. They're not going to do anything. But if I rely on His wisdom and use my spiritual weapons, I'm going to come out fine. The angels are going to lose. Now, I've been in several situations where one gunfight was going to be in my yard behind my truck. I'm putting heads on my truck. I had a burnt valve. I had to change one of my heads out. And I was putting heads on my truck. And I heard a commotion, and I went back there, and this guy had a gun pointed at my neighbor's son's head, about to blow his brains out. And the first thing I did, they didn't hear me, I said, Satan, you can't kill him in Jesus' name. And then I said, hey, if you kill him, it ain't worth it. And I continued to walk towards him. Now, he's got the gun. I said, if you kill him, it's not worth it. If you shoot him, it's not worth it. And he backed up. He put the gun in his belt. And he backed up and walked down the street. And LaRico had just come out of jail. He didn't have a gun. He had the gun pointed at his head. I told the police what happened. They put him back in jail. But anyway, it wasn't his. He was about to get killed. But for some reason, they put him back in jail. He must have violated his probation. But nevertheless, that's what happened. The Lord will help us fight. He'll give us the necessary wisdom we desperately need. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.